down here.
Hey, I want to see you do the Dougie.
Do the Dougie.
I want to see you do the Dougie.
I do the Mad Dog.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mad Dog?
Think so?
There's the Mad Dog.
Okay.
You rock the Mad Dog or what?
I'm rock that. You know that.
Oh, you're having a rough Friday, but you're going to get through it. You're going to get through it. Huh? Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it goes without saying, because the guy in here, wherever he goes, he's like a shining star wherever he are.
Wow!
It's John Mad Dog.
A shining star wherever you are.
That's right.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey, you know, you mean something to me. Go Hawks, though.
Go Hawks.
Oh, what a great Sunday that
was. Like I said, they're going to be there in the mix.
Yeah, they are. You guys undefeated. It's the 49ers.
You know, if somebody gets in a plane crash and loses half their team, the Hawks might have a chance.
Oh, that's rough.
You never know.
Oh, that's rough. That's rough. All right. Time now for the Blue and Gold Show with that guy.
You got to love it, the Blue and Gold Show. Thank you, Warrior fans, for tuning in for another exciting Friday morning as we have Parker, Flippa, and... Oh, they're already forget. Dominic Dixon with me. Man, see these guys right behind me, they're so quiet. But then we got them in the house today for the Blue and Gold Show. Two seniors that have been key parts of this Warrior program for the last couple of years and the success they've had. Oakland Tech coming to the house tonight. The Bulldogs, 5 o'clock JV game. Varsity starts at 7:30, folks. A lot of times it was a miscommunication out and about. They flipped it. It's not 7 o'clock start time. It'll be 7:30. JV game starts at 5, so varsity will be 7:30. We'll have the pregame show at about 7:15, brought to you by Western Valley Insurance. And joining me today, like I said, Jordan Flippa and Dominic Dixon. Jordan, it's not Jordan. I told you I'd do it. Uh-huh. Parker, you want to give a shout-out to your family?
Yeah, I would love to thank my mom, my dad, my stepmom for supporting me, and also all of my family in general, even distant relatives have like come down and supported. So yeah, I'd like to like thank all of them.
Little story behind that is I coached Jordan back in the day, and so I told Parker, I said, dude, I know I'm going to say at least once. So.
I'd like to thank my mom, my dad. They're really supportive in what I do.
Mr. Dominic Dixon, the man of the hour last week, as we talk about a little bit about the McKinleyville game. 48-18, Del Norte defeated McKinleyville last week. Rushing totals for the Warriors, 369 yards rushing, 389 total yards. McKinleyville only had 84 yards of total offense. And leading the rushing attack for the Warriors was Mr. Dominic Dixon. 10 rushes for 114 yards and 2 touchdowns. You know, we talked a little bit about Dominic before we came on the air. We knew at the beginning of the season, and it's not a knock to or anything, it was like we didn't know how deep the Warriors were at the running back spot or at the linebacker spot for that case. And you had the opportunity to show how deep we were as your number was called last week to come into that starting role. What was it like to step onto Mike Whelan Field as a senior and be able to perform?
It was a little nerve-wracking. Stepping into the starting spot just out of the blue is always going to be nervous the first time.
So preparing for the last couple of years, you know, we talked a little bit about you've never had that significant of a role in a game before. How'd you prepare in the last couple of years? How did you mentally be ready for that moment you got last week?
I went to the gym a lot, just watched a lot of film. Even in the off season, I'd watch just a crazy amount of film. And that's about it. I mean, film. Take care of my body all the time.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And Parker, a lot of times you don't see when it comes to the linemen, the shift of the line guard and the shift of you getting in there, taking series so you can help out the other linemen. But you say line, a lot of times we talk about linemen don't get much credit at all. But when it comes to the backup linemen, it's like, really, it's like, where'd that guy come from, right? So it's a lot of times that you're putting in all this work and effort, right? And you get to see that end result, like Dominic doing something like this. How cool was it to have one of your fellow seniors show up like that? And what's it like being a Warrior?
It's awesome, you know, seeing my buddies really hit that field hard. And I'm proud of them, you know. I'm happy to play with all these guys. And you know, it's my last year, it's his last year. So, you know, it's just our time to like make it our year. And, you know, we might not see this field again unless we come back to another home game. So, you know, it's really about like just trying to do our best for our last year. And yeah.
Yeah, it's super cool in that aspect. And when it comes to line play, I've had some linemen in there already. And it's kind of a camaraderie you linemen have. And, you know, Parker, kind of explain to me what it's like to be a lineman. Do you guys like break off separately and like talk about the running back sometimes, or do you guys get fed first when you guys have team dinner or anything like that?
Yeah, occasionally we do.
You don't let the little guys get in there and eat before you, do you?
No, we've got to eat. Like in practice, like we'll break off to our own like groups and stuff. And, you know, I mean, we won't talk bad about them, but no. You know, we're all pretty
much. You can razz each other, right?
Yeah. We're pretty much all brothers on the field. So, you know, it's pretty much just a big family. And so, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Well, we all know Dominic is Del Norte football is a lot about rush first, pass second, right? Yeah. So coming in as a running back, you got to prepare for your spot. Mm-hmm. But I think it's understood not only in the locker room, but I see it as I walk around the track and stuff like that. You guys look up to the linemen quite a bit. Oh, and yeah. I think the community understands what makes this tick.
Yeah.
You guys. So when it comes to the linemen, do you guys bake them cookies every week or? Take them out or anything?
We definitely could.
So that is that something you're going to start up next week?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember that, Flippa. Right. Dominic's right. Making bacon next week.
I'll be waiting.
Right. What kind do you like?
Well, you know, let's shift gears for just a moment. As in Del Norte volleyball, ranked number 4 in the North Coast section in Division 4, the 14-4 overall, and they are taking on Arcata on Tuesday in Tunin Gymnasium, where they're 17 or Arcata 17-5 and number 2 in the HDN. I know you fellas don't know tons about volleyball, but when it comes to the HDN and it comes to league play, you guys aren't there yet. They're right in the middle of it. How big is it to play a league rival?
Very big. Yeah, it's.
You guys are going Tuesday, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to be looking for both of you.
All right.
Because I'll be there Tuesday at Tunin Gymnasium as Arcata comes to town to take on the Warriors. Warriors coming off a good weekend this weekend in Sonoma, where they won 2 out of 5. Played some top level teams, though. They went toe to toe with Justin Siena, which is ranked number 3 in North Coast section. Lost in 2 sets, but they were both close sets. So it was definitely a big time experience for the Warriors down in the Sonoma area. They're back in action this weekend as they head over to the Reading area to play in their tournament over there. So UPrep has a tournament over there this weekend, and then they'll be back in action at home on Tuesday as they take on Arcata. We're going to take a quick break in the action, and after the break, we're going to come down and knock down X's and O's with this crew, and we're going to talk about the Oakland Tech Bulldogs.
Boat, RV, automobile, or other large items that need a place to go? Hambro has a place to store them. Call today and ask about the in-yard storage facilities. Plenty of space and 24/7 security, so your things are protected at all times. Hambro Storage is on Elk Valley Road in Crescent City, 464-6131. Also, if you need an accurate weight for your truck, Hambro has a certified truck scale. Hambro, the way to go.
Welcome back to the Blue and Gold Show. Here in the studio with us is Parker Flippa and Dominic Dixon. Dominic coming off a big game last week against the McKinleyville Panthers. He'll be starting a fullback tonight. Second opportunity to get a start as McCovey and help me out. Oh, Patel are both still out. We get Borges back and we get Rice back tonight, correct? So we'll get those two back, the other two next week, and Harrison in 2 or 3 weeks. But we're looking at Oakland Tech team, very athletic, loves to get up and down the field, likes to stretch sideline to sideline. You guys have played at Mike Whalen Field for quite some time. What are the challenges for these teams when they come into Mike Whalen Field a lot of times?
The grass in general. They play on turf, I think.
And yeah.
Turf's much more different than grass. In grass, you can make better cuts, and it gets wet, so it gets slippery out there, and I don't think they're used to that.
Well, you know, the North Coast gods put a little rain on the fields today, so it's going to be a little slick tonight. Hopefully that fog rolls in and stays a little slick. Parker, when it comes to the line play, it's got to be tough for a lineman from a different place to get off the ball because it does get a little soggy out there in the trenches.
Yeah, you can definitely slip off the line. Like if you, I don't know, like if you try and get traction, then you can misplace your foot. You can even hurt it if it really slips that bad. So, I mean, you got to be careful, but you also got to get in there and do your job. So, I don't know. It's kind of hard to balance it, but we're used to this terrain. So, I mean, it's not that bad, but yeah. It might be bad for the other team because they're not used to it.
Yeah, a lot of the Bay Area schools like to come up here and play because it's like Friday Night Lights where the whole town shows up. And I don't expect anything different tonight as the Warriors are hosting tonight. And the wrestling team has comfort cups they're going to be bringing in. You guys had a comfort cup?
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah? You guys get to eat before the game? Maybe coming during the JV game?
I personally don't. No.
Yeah, usually not.
But so, come on, dog. Lineman, we can eat a little something.
Yeah,
dog.
Yeah.
We need a little something. Right? We got homemade cornbread, homemade macaroni and cheese, topped with barbecue chicken and barbecue sauce.
Yeah, I might have to do it tonight.
Folks, if you're coming to the game tonight, don't eat before you come. You got to come have a comfort cup because I tell you what, they're off the charts. It turns a solo cup into a whole different ball game. They pack it all into a cup and you just take it around with a fork. So it's going to be a lot of fun. But let's get back to the game. You know, we talked a little bit, Dominic. You said their defensive ends are elite caliber when it comes to athleticism. Yeah. The question is, have they faced a Del Norte offense like you? And what have you guys been worked on as running backs to face a team that is athletic like this?
We've worked on like blocking the ends because that's our main threat right now is their ends. I've worked on my technique on where to punch and just get under the pads and move them. But, yeah.
Don't be scared.
Yeah. Just trying to go out there and hit them.
Seen that last week. You had no fear in the world. And we talked a lot about that four-back spot, how important it is to hit that hole hard, right? And McCovey did a great job at it, and you do a great job at it also. So I think that'll be definitely the keys to the game. Up front, Flippo, on the defensive side, they're going to want to throw the ball a little bit more. So defensively, up front, how important is it for you guys to get some pressure?
It's definitely important. Like if we can put some pressure on that quarterback, number two, isn't he the wide receiver?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's pretty good. And we've been working on blocking him. So it's definitely important to put pressure on the quarterback because then maybe you can miss throw the ball and that could be a game changer really. So I think that's very important.
Oakland Tech 2-2. They got one win way of forfeit. They lost to Tennyson, who we beat in the semifinals last year in North Coast sections by a score of 14-0 a couple weeks ago. So Oakland Tech's no slouch of a team in that aspect. In the same time, they're coming off a bye and they're coming into this game understanding. I can guarantee you they understand what they're in for when they come up here, or they've coached up to what they're in for, but are they truly ready for what they're getting in for? Any final thoughts when it comes to the game tonight? Parker,
It's definitely going to be a good one. You know, I mean, they're a good team, but we are too, and we faced teams like them before. So I think it's going to be a challenge, but I don't think it's going to be that bad.
I think we're going to do pretty good. We've been working a lot, and I think we'll be fine against them.
You think it'll be all right?
Yeah,
I'm excited about the opportunity tonight when it comes to that because I could tell you. Anytime a Bay Area team comes up here, I know our crowd shows up and it's community support from top to bottom. Yeah. We support them when they come up. We're glad they have the opportunity to come up here and feel what North State football is all about. And I just encourage the community to get out tonight, enjoy some great football and really make it that great high school atmosphere. It's Friday Night Lights, baby. Mm-hmm. You got to love it.
Yeah, nothing better.
Can we get a big Go Warriors?
Go Warriors.
Go Warriors. That was a good one, Mike. You got to love that right there.
That's
hey,
great.
Hey, and Oakland Tech. Marshawn Lynch went to Oakland Tech.
Yeah, there you go, Mr. Kitsch.
You think he's going to be here tonight?
Oh, maybe suiting up. I don't know.
No, I didn't know if you talked to him because I know you're
big Seattle fan. I haven't been on the phone with him, though.
All right, so thank you guys. Stop by. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Good job, dude.
Tim McGraw,
Gary Underwood,
George Strait.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Hi, this is Brett Eldridge.
Hey, this is Jake Owen.
KPOD-FM Crescent City, your St. Jude radio station.
From ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. Condolences just starting to come in for California U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein, passing away this morning at the age of 90. Congresswoman Katie Porter, also a California lawmaker, calling Feinstein a trailblazer for women in politics.
Thank you.
It was 1992 when Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer became California's first female senators. Feinstein went on to serve 6 terms, the longest of any woman in history. She was thrust into the